Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shivan.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Guru Pyo Namah Hari Om. Om Sahanavavatu Sahanobhunaktu Sahaviryankaravavahai తేజస్వినధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. అహం ఇహైవాస్మి సత్ నే జానా ఇతి సర్వవ్యాపినః ప్రాదేశికత్వేన గ్రహాత్. సో దిస్ ఫెలో హీ థింక్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ టు బి ది బాడీ లిమిటెడ్ పర్సన్, బట్ ఆత్మ ఇస్ నాట్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ లిమిటెడ్, దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి రైట్. దిస్ ఫెలోస్ హూ థింక్ ఆత్మా టు బి ఎంబాడీడ్, ఆత్మా టు బి ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇన్ ది బాడీ, దే ఆర్ రాంగ్. ఉచ్చతర గిరిశిఖరవర్తిషు మహాతరుషు భూమిష్ఠస్య దుర్వా ప్రవాల నిర్భాస ప్రత్యవత్. ఉచ్చతర గిరి శిఖరవర్తిషు, ఇన్ ది టాప్ ఆఫ్ ది హిల్, ఇన్ ది పీక్ ఆఫ్ ది హిల్, మహాతరుషు, దే ఎగ్జిస్ట్ దిస్ మహాతరు, బిగ్ ట్రీ. బట్ భూమిష్ఠస్య, వెన్ యూ సీ ఫ్రమ్ ది గ్రౌండ్, ఇట్ లుక్స్ లైక్ దుర్వా ప్రవాల నిర్భాస ప్రత్యవత్, ఇట్ లుక్స్ లైక్ లీఫ్. సో లైక్ దాట్ దిస్ is also a wrong knowledge, this is also a wrong idea that this atma is bound. Nachaidam dehasya nachaidam dehasya pradeshikatvam anubhuyate natva natu atmanah iti sampratam. Therefore one has to understand that this I which he sees is limited, that is not of the self, that limitedness is not of the self, it is of the body. That I which he is identifying with is not as the atma but with the body. Nahi tadevam bhavati ahamiti, because gaunatveva na janamiti, because that doesn't happen like that. Nahi tadevam bhavati ahamiti, because he doesn't have this knowledge in this body, he cannot have this knowledge that this is I, me. Gaunatveva na janamiti, nor can he have I don't know this kind of knowledge, gauna, in the secondary. The secondary way also he cannot have, because the primary or the secondary sense, if you want to take the knowledge, if it has to happen in the primary and secondary sense, then you have to have the knowledge of both the mukhya and gauna, the primary and secondary. Only then you can use. Abhicha parashabdha paratra lakshyamana guna yogena vartata iti yatra prayoktu pratipatroho sampratipattihi sa gaunaha sacha bhera pratyu pratye prasaraha. Abhicha also that parashabdha paratra lakshyamana guna yogena vartata iti. Parashabdha, another word, లక్ష్య పరత్ర ఇన్ అనదర్ ప్లేస్, లక్ష్యమాన గుణయోగేన, ఇట్ ఇస్ పాయింటింగ్ అవుట్ టు సమ్ గుణ, ఇట్ ఇస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ సమ్ ఆట్రిబ్యూట్. యు ఆర్ యూసింగ్ వన్ ఆట్రిబ్యూట్ ఆఫ్ సంథింగ్, వన్ థింగ్ ఆన్ ది అదర్ అస్ అన్ ఆట్రిబ్యూట్. సో ఇది ఎత్ర ప్రయోక్తృ ప్రతిపత్రో, వేర్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ హ్యాపన్స్ బై ది యూసర్ అండ్ ది లిజనర్, ది డిఫరెన్స్ ఇస్ సంప్రతిపత్తి స గౌణ, ది డిఫరెన్స్ ఇస్ వెరీ క్లియర్, స గౌణ సచ భేద ప్రత్యయ పురస్సర, దట్ ఇస్ సెకండరీ. వెన్ ఓన్లీ ది బోత్ ది లిజనర్ అండ్ ది స్పీకర్ దే అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ క్లారిటీ, దిస్ డిఫరెన్స్, దట్ ఇస్ వేర్ ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి అక్సెప్టెడ్ టు బి గౌణ సెకండరీ, అండ్ దట్ ఇస్ బికాస్ దే హ్యావ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది డ్యువాలిటీ. We say, this person is like a tiger. You have to have the knowledge of the tiger, and its attribute is what is attributed in this person. That also you have to have. So this person is different. His kruratva, his shuratva, his power, his arrogance, all come from the tiger, that attribute. So, tad yatha, so that is what he is एक्सप्लेनिंग तद्यथा नैमिक नैयमिक अग्निहोत्र वचनो अग्निहोत्र शब्दः प्रकरणांतर अवधृत भेदे कौंडपायिनाम अयनगते कर्मणि मासं अग्निहोत्रं जुहोति इत्यत्र साध्य सादृश्येन गौणः मानवके च अनुभव सिद्ध भेदे सिंह सिंहात् सिंह शब्दः फर्स्ट वी टेक दिस मानवके च अनुभव सिद्ध भेदे इन दि पर्सन इन दि स्टूडेंट यू हैव दिस क्लियर आइडिया दैट ही इज ओनली अ बॉय ह्यूमन बीइंग the experience through experience you have this but you listen to somebody's word somebody says that this person this boy is a singha this student is like a lion in mathematics or some subject he is able to calculate properly very fast very sharp to give that sharpness or to explain that sharpness you are attributing that lionness in this person this student so the lion And the person are different. This you know. Like this, we give example in the Shruti also, in the Purvamimamsa also. Yatha Nayamika Agnihotre in the then Nitya Agnihotra Nitya Agnihotra Agnihotra Vachano Agnihotra Shabdaha. There is Agnihotram Juhoti. Agnihotram Juhoti. Agnihotram Juhoti. This is a sentence. This means he should have to perform this Agnihotra daily, morning and evening. This Agnihotra, this fire oblation, he has to perform morning and evening till his death. That is the meaning of the first word, first sentence. Now this is Niyamaka. Niyamaka. This is Niyama. This is which has to be performed daily. Now there is another. Prakaranantra avadhrita bhede. In another place, there is Agnihotram Jyoti. Where Kaundapayinam ayanagate. In the Kundapayina, there is a small satra which is called Kundapayina ayana. There, in that ayana, in that satra, karmani, masam Agnihotram Jyoti, masam Agnihotram Jyotri, there is this Vakya, Masam Agnihotram Jyoti. This Agnihotra has no relationship to the daily Agnihotra, Agnihotram Jyoti. This Agnihotra refers to the Kundapayina Ayana Gata Satra. That Agnihotra which has to be performed in that Kundapayina Ayana, in that Satra, in that convocation. So, therefore, that Masam Agnihotra Jyoti Ityatra Sadhya Sadrushyena though the Sadhya Sadrushya is there Sadhya Agnihotra is there similarity in the Sadhya Agnihotra is there here also daily you have to perform Agnihotra only there because of that Nimitta that Kundapayana Satra you have to perform this Agnihotra only Agnihotra is the Sadhya which you have to perform which you have to do Sadhya is same But still, Gaunaha. This is referred to as Gauna. It is not Mukhya. Mukhya artha, the primary meaning for Agnihotram Jyoti is that which you perform daily. The secondary meaning is that which you perform only for this Satra. Natu Ahankarasya Mukhyo Arthaha Nirluchita Garbhataya Dehadibhyo Bhinno Anubhuyate. Yena parashabdah sharirādav gauno bhavet. See, one cannot have this aham, in this knowledge of aham in the body. Ahankārasya mukhyartho as the primary meaning. Nirlutita garbhataya dehadibhyo bhinno anubhuyate yena parashabdah sharirādav. So, it cannot be because If you understand Nirlutita Garbhataya Dehadibhyo Bhinno Anubhuyate Yena Parashabdaha Shariradav Gauno Bhavet that knowledge in the body it can be secondary when you have the knowledge of the Atma in some other place. Atma in some other thing. I have the knowledge of Atma, I in the Atma, and the same I in the body. If I have the knowledge of Atma in the Atma and the body, then I can say in the body the use of I is secondary. The I which is used in the Atma is primary. I can say that. But it doesn't happen like that. Nacha atyanta nirudhataya gaune api na gaunatva abhimanaha sarshapadishu taila shabdavaditi veditavyam. Nacha atyanta nirudhataya gaune api. Though the gauna prayoga is, gauna is the secondary meaning, is very clear. Atyanta nirudhataya, very clear. Very clear in what? In the usage taila. Taila, oil. Taila is a specific word for a specific oil. It is not a general term for all the oils. Taila means tilasya idam, that which is of tila, the season. So, that gingerly oil only it refers to. It doesn't refer to mustard oil, it definitely doesn't refer to the, any other oil. But even otherwise, though we know it is a taila means it is only of the tila, of the sesame seed, but still what do? We use this oil, this prayoga taila, for every other oil. Badam taila, this taila, groundnut taila, etc. So gaune api na gaunatva abhimanaha sarshapadishu taila shabdavaditi veditavyam. There is no abhimana, there is no attachment, association only with the sesam. In other places also it is used. Tatrapi snehati snehati ati snehat snehat tila bhavat bhede siddhe eva sarshapadinam taila shabdavachiyatva abhimano natu arthayoho taila sarshapiyoho abheda vyavasayah. Abheda vyavasayah. See, there so tatrapi snehat, because of that stickiness, tila bhavat bhede siddhe eva. Though we know for sure that this sesame is different from the groundnut, we know this difference, it is very clear, but still taila shabda vachyatva abhimanah, the usage of taila is there in the other groundnut, etc. Natu arthayoho taila sarshapayoho abhedavyavasayah. Abhedavyavasayah, we don't have the definite knowledge, we don't have this definite knowledge, this idea that this sarshapa, the sesame and the groundnut or sesame and any other seed is not different. This clarity, this definition, this idea we don't have, this knowledge we don't have. We use it in the secondary meaning. Therefore, tat siddham gaunattam gaunattam ubhaya darshinaha gauna mukhya veka vijnanena vyaptam tadiha vyapakam viveka vijnanam nirvartamanam gaunatamapi nirvartayati iti. Tat siddham gauna gaunattam ubhaya darshinaha. Therefore, it is understood gaunattam, the secondary meaning, ubhayadarshinaha, one who has the knowledge of both the primary and the secondary meaning, for him gauna mukhya viveka vijnanena vyaptam. This secondary meaning is endowed with, associated with both the primary and the secondary meaning. Only when a person has the knowledge of the primary and the secondary meaning, he can use this word in the secondary meaning also. Therefore, tadiha vyapakam viveka jnanam nivartamanam gaunatamati nivartayati. Because that when he has this clear knowledge, the primary and the secondary knowledge, gaining the primary knowledge, it negates the secondary knowledge. The primary knowledge, it negates the secondary knowledge. This is very clear. Nacha balasthavira sharia bhedepi sohamiti ekasya atmanah pratisandhanad pratisandhanat dehadibhyo bhedena asti bhedena asti atmanubhava iti vachyam. Nacha vachyam, you should not say. What you should not say? Balasthavira sharira bhedepi. There is a definite difference in the body of a bala, of a child, and the sthavira of an old person. The body of the same person in the young age and the old age, there is a definite difference. Therefore, sharira bhede api. So aham iti ekasya atmanah pratisandhanat. But still, I gain the knowledge, I remember that childhood person is me. That who experienced that experience in that childhood is me. So, I understand, I remember, I have the connection between the old body and the new body. Therefore, dehadibhyo bhedena asti atma anubhava iti vachyam. Nacha vachyam. Therefore, you cannot say just with this logic that there is this self which is different from body, etc. Parikshakanam khalu iyam katha na laukikanam. Because this is not understood by everyone. Why should I not say? Is the self not different from the body? The self is definitely different from the body. But only a person who has the power to inquire on this, only he has this knowledge. Not a lay person, a layman. Therefore, parikshakaha api hi vyavahara samaye na lokasamanyam ativartante. Even they who have the power to inquire on this, they don't cross the barrier when they do transaction in the world. The worldly transaction, they also don't say, no, I am self, I am not body. They don't do this kind of vyavahara. Therefore, vakshyamana, vakshyati anantaram evahi bhagavan bhashyakarah pashpadivischa avishesha aditi. This will be very clearly presented by bhashyakara. Pashpadivischa avishesha, this sutra bhuta vakya. This is the vakya in sutra in essence. Then he will go on to explain that even the knowledgeable one will do the same transaction in the world like an ignorant one. Ignorant one, a lay person, instead of lay person, he takes like a cow, like a pashu, like a cow. Here he takes, for pashu, he takes cow. Because he gives an example. Like a cow, when you, trinapani, when he sees a person with green, this greenery, whatever, leaves or whatever, it runs towards him. And when it sees a person with a knife or with a butcher's knife or with a stick, it runs away from him. The same way, this fellow, this knowledgeable one also will go towards this person and run away from the bad people. So this is very clear that he says in that. So they also don't cross the vyavahara in the vyavahara standpoint. Bahyaha api ahu. It's not just with the Vedantins. This is not the standpoint with the Vedantins. The others also, they also accept it in the same way. What? Shastra chintakaha khalu evam vivechayanti na pratipattaraha iti. Shastra chintakaha khalu evam vicha. This kind of Dharmakirti in the Buddhist monk, he accepts like this. He says, Shastra chintakaha khalu evam vivechayanti. Only the people who have the knowledge to inquire on the Shastra, they understand, they meditate, they think like that. Na pratipattaraha, not a layman, not an ordinary person. इति तद् पारिशेष्यात् चिदात्मगोचरम् अहंकारम् अहम् इहम् इह अस्मि साधनः इति प्रयुञ्जानः लौकिकः शरीरादि आभेद ग्रहात् आत्मनः प्रादेशिकत्वम् अभिमन्यते नवसः इव घट मणि मणिक मल्लिकादि उपाधि अवच्छेदाद् इति युक्तम् उत्पश्यामः So, this is like this. Tadu parisheshyat in the essence. Okay, you have discussed so much.